from KQED.
If voters approve Proposition 34 this November, it would mark the end of capital punishment in California. It would also mean some notorious felons like the Night Stalker Richard Ramirez and Polyclass's killer Richard Allen Davis would see their sentences converted to life in prison without the possibility of parole. The California Report's Scott Schaefer recently sat down with two prominent district attorneys on opposite sides of the issue, San Francisco's George Gascon and Steve Cooley from Los Angeles. Like most DAs in California, Cooley says execution is an appropriate sentence for the people on death row.
There are some offenses that demand the ultimate sentence. And we've got individuals down in Los Angeles, for example, the Grim Sleeper case, which is pending. It's this gentleman that killed 23 young women in the most cruel, inhumane way. A life with a possibility of parole is not the appropriate sentence for someone who slaughters so many of his fellow citizens. Cop killers, baby killers, serial killers, they deserve the death penalty. In my county, we only seek the death penalty in 11% of the special circumstance cases, and they are well-selected and well-deserving of the death penalty.
But, in fact, the leading cause of death on death row is old age. I mean, we're
yes,
not executing
because we have a failed system that doesn't process the appeals in an efficient, a timely manner. It's a system that's been aggravated by the Rose Byrd Court and their result-oriented thinking in terms of reversing the death penalties.
So that was
and other courts that just don't like the death penalty. And quite frankly, they're outlaws. The law is clear. It works. It's fair. It's constitutional. And it's appropriate for certain individuals. And jurors should be given the opportunity to make that decision.
George Gascon, I know when you ran for DA, you, I believe, pledged you would not seek the death penalty. Is that correct?
That's
why?
Correct.
Why?
Well, I'm against the death penalty. First of all, I believe that, again, you know, you have to do comparisons. I think it's hard to do things in a vacuum. If you compare places where here in the U.S. where death penalty is not a choice, it's not available, versus places where there is no distinguishable difference in crime. On the other hand, the reality is that occasionally we make a mistake. And when you're talking about taking someone's life, making a mistake is irreversible. You know, if you look at how many people throughout this nation have been wrongfully convicted for a variety of reasons, if those people are executed, there is no fixing of that. So I have a problem there. I also have a problem because I believe that the way that death penalty has been implemented, it often has a very, very negative impact in communities that generally cannot afford the level of defense and the level of protection that other communities may have. And then finally, when you look at the financial piece and you look at how much money we're spending on the death penalty and what could be different if that money was reinvested into policing and in other services to make us safer, I believe that really when you look at all those things, I just can't imagine that the death penalty is the right tool for us any longer.
What about Mr. Cooley's point that, you know, if you kill a cop or some other peace officer or if you kill a kid or you're a serial killer, that, you know, that's, you deserve that punishment. Even if it isn't implemented, you deserve, that is the sentence you deserve.
I think that we can always take the extreme cases and try to make policy based on extreme cases. I believe that it's more important to look at policy, remove the emotion from the policy, and look at what is practical, what can work well. You know, another problem with the death penalty is that because it takes so long, and the reality is that it should take long because we don't want to make a mistake. The victim's family have very little opportunity for closure. The fact is that they're going over and over again the same case. When you look at putting someone in prison for the rest of their life, I believe that that is actually a greater penalty and greater punishment than seeking the death penalty.
That was San Francisco DA George Gascon and LA DA Steve Cooley talking with Scott Schaefer about Proposition 34. You'll find all our election season coverage, including Scott's profile of Prop 34, at our website, californiareport.org.